called it clover, yeah. You know.
It's cotton grows in pants. What do you call it? In a place where it grows back.
Grows a back?
What kind of place would you say it kept in the back? Or would you say it had a...
Tobacco patch.
Same thing. Cotton patch. Yeah.
Corn patch.
It's always patch. Corn patch.
Yes, it was a big
turnip patch.
Yeah, if it was a little place, it'd always be patch. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm.
What about a field? What's the difference between a patch and a field?
I don't know now. Usually a field is all the field, and then if you have tobacco, you won't have tobacco or cotton maybe in all that field. Mm-hmm. It'll be a patch in that. It'd be a certain just a portion of it, you know. Long time ago we had the old rail fence, you know, and then we'd have to hoe out them, we call them fence jams. And we'd have to hoe every jam out and rake it out, you know.
Is that where the corner was?
We used to have, a rail fence. You know how a rail fence
goes. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we'd have to hoe out all these every corner to the rail fence, you know, all that. Mm-hmm. And it looked so good. And usually, we'd hoe it on the outside and on the inside of the field, too, you know, to keep things from growing up in our rail fence, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's all the kind of fence we had. Way back then. And you see, I can't remember not long as what our grandpa's or my mother and daddy could, you know. Because.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember rail fences.
Yeah, you ever heard any other name for it? You mean rail fence?
Rail fence. Rail fence. Yeah, that's all
I know. What's those little fences you might have around a house? Those boards? Picking up
the
point on the top.
Picket, is that the fence around? Would that be picket?
Yeah.
Picket.
What's that wire fence, you know, it's got sharp points on it, some cows in a whip?
Barbed wire.
Yeah, barbed wire is what Roy tore his fence on
yesterday. Yeah, barbed wire.
You had to be careful with that stuff. Yeah. It gets closed or...
What are the things, you know, dig a hole in and put in
post
the
hole diggers.
Yeah. What are the things you put in?
The post.
We think you have a lot of
them. I don't know what you'd say.
More than one post.
Yeah, I know.
He just wants to know, you're going to say, how do you say post? Or oh, how post. More than one. You say
post. Post, yes, post. Yeah, I
think. Have you ever heard anybody make a fence or wall?
Rock. We never did have enough rocks around where I was lived or raised to make it, but now they do in places, you know, make fences out of rocks, just keep laying them along and they'll lay on one another, but we never did have enough rocks. We was always glad of a little fine rocky land. That's where we'd put cotton and peanuts and things like that. It always grow that good.
Yes,
you
have some good rocks around. Yeah. That's what Daddy. Have another tea cake.
Eat one tea cake. That's what I hoped them for. Man. Did you want me to hold it?
No,
you just want me to talk a little bit more?
Yes, and then that's the first part of the work.
What? If you
want
to make a chicken start there, what's that thing you put in the nest, you know, before?
You know what you put in a hen nest? I always just put some kind of grass in it.
And if you want to make a hen start laying.
We always call it a nest egg or an old doorknob. A doorknob would be good. That, you know, that fools them. It makes them think that they've got an egg in the nest.
Is that what you do?